It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. I am looking into the future a little bit. Phenologists watch weather and nature conditions very carefully, but we do not do a lot of predicting. And so I'm not going to try to predict the weather, but I will take a look back and see if Mother Nature is going to do some kind of repeat as we've seen in March. I have often said that the first half of a month and the second half of the month are frequently different. And we saw that in March, a very good example, when the first half of the month gave 17 inches of snow and the second half one. And the first half was quite wet, much moisture, and the second half virtually none. Now, April can be even more so, and it may seem like when we get to the end, it may seem like it was two different months. But we started off chilly, and the temperature for the first half of the month is a little bit less than normal, not that much, 3 degrees less than normal. We had a high one day of 60, and that may be broken as we get into the second half, and we had a low of 7. That probably will not get broken. Precipitation wise, a little bit above normal, but not that much. I would like to see a much wetter second half. And then the snowfall, which happened in the early part of the month, continues the statistic. It continues to be above normal. However, if it doesn't change, we may end up with about normal for the whole month. Total snowfall from the beginning of the snow season until now, what I call the seasonal snowfall total, for us is about 82 inches, and normal at this time is 86, and normal by the end of the season in Duluth, it is about 90 inches. So we'll see if we're going to get a little bit more. The days continue to get longer. We have reached the threshold of 8 o'clock sunset. And we now have sunrise at about 6:20, sunset at about 8 o'clock. That's more than 13 and a half hours of daylight. And if we get clear skies, we'll note that excellent stargazing. The moon is just barely leaving the new moon phase, which means it will be in the waxing crescent soon. And these nights that are clear this time of year are excellent for bird migration. And the longer days bring on the bird migration. So bird migration has been just wonderful this past week. Lots of examples of it. We'll start off by looking at the counters, the raptor counters at West Skyline. They've been having a terrific spring. During the month of March, they recorded mostly bald eagles, by far more than anything else was counted in March. Bald eagles had well over 2,000, and next highest on the list was a red-tailed hawk, only about 140. Then things changed when we got to April. Some days have just been amazing. There was one day, the 10th, when there was 1,200 raptors counted. On the 13th, there was nearly 1,700. And then on the 15th, there was over 2,100 raptors that were counted in one day. It is no longer the bald eagle that is the most common raptor. That has changed with a couple of others. And most recently, it has been the red-tailed hawk. Red-tailed hawks have really run up some big numbers, almost 1,000 on the 15th. And then next highest on the list is a turkey vulture. And turkey vultures have also had some big numbers. On the 15th, there was almost 600 counted. So those two are far ahead of the rest. However, things are continuing with other raptors. Sharp-shinned hawks now have been counted. Almost 800 have been counted so far in April. There's still some rough-leg hawks. Rough-leg hawks are interesting. They are a winter bird, late fall bird for the most part. They come down from the tundra, where they nest. And they show up at that time in pretty good numbers, and many of them just keep on going. And what we're seeing now are the ones that went south and head back north. I was interested to note that the first of the broadwing hawks showed up this week. Now, broadwing hawks are cousins of both the roughleg and the red tail. They're just a little bit smaller. And if you've ever been to Hawk Ridge in September and you noted the big numbers of hawks, sometimes thousands of them coming across at the same time, those are broadwing hawks. And September is an early migration to go south. And the broadwing hawks will take that migration early because they go all the way down into Central America. Many of the other raptors don't go that far. So when they come back in the spring, broadwing hawks are not an early migrant to come back. And so I was glad to see that they are starting to show up now. And yes, they will show up in numbers again, but not like it is in the fall. The counters at the West Skyline are just excellent bird people. And they have been seeing a lot of things besides those of the raptors. And of course, they count them all. Just to mention a few of them, they have been seeing sandhill cranes yesterday alone, or this week, one day at 15th. They saw almost 50 sandhill cranes, about 50 cormorants, over 200 white pelicans. Twice this week, I stopped in at Chambers Grove to see if the white pelicans that have been coming through have settled there and resting there for a while. And both times, no, I did not see them yet. I still expect white pelicans will be coming and resting there and feeding there at the Chambers Grove. They also saw an interesting one, the loons. They counted 6 loons one day this week. Now, I'll come back to that in a moment because of a surprise that I had. Great blue herons, and then a few of them that are not raptors. They had tree swallows that they counted, and one day this week, over 30. Robins, hundreds of them, and this is no surprise. I think most of us going almost anywhere now are going to see some robins. In my own case, I had some interesting things that happened on Monday, the 13th. I went out for my usual walk, and as I was walking, I heard a bird in the woods with a drumming sound, obviously, of a woodpecker. But it was a slower drumming sound, a sort of a rat-tap-tap-tap kind of sound. And I knew what it was. I knew immediately that was a yellow-bellied sapsucker. So I searched in the trees until I actually saw it. Yellow-bellied sapsuckers are about the same size as the red-bellied woodpecker and the hairy woodpecker. And they do go to trees and take sap. And when they get on the trees, they will make a whole line of drilled holes, and the sap will flow from there. Yes, they're interesting. One of the migrant woodpeckers that we have. The other migrant woodpecker, which has started to show up now this week also, was the flicker, which is, again, a type of woodpecker about the same size. In addition to that, I started to walk back to my house. Along the way, I thought, well, I'll go down to see how the ice is on the lake. I went to the lake, and the lake was completely covered with ice. Okay, so that is an interesting thing to note right there, because 2 years ago, the ice left the lake on April 10. Last year, it was April 14. So when I saw that there's still ice, I knew immediately it's going to be later. I wouldn't be surprised. It's not going to happen until next week. Well, as I was standing there looking at it, I heard a sound, and I looked up, and there was a loon flying over calling. Now, that I thought was kind of interesting, even though the lake was covered with ice. So I went back to my journals, and I checked, and I found out the loons, each of the both 2024 and 25 both showed up on April 13. And when did I hear this? Also on April 13. Back in the yard, I was sitting and watching some small birds in the trees, and I took a closer look, and it was a yellow-rumped warbler. Once again, I checked the journals of the last couple years, and it's about the same time. They always show up about the middle of April. Yellow rump warbler is, I've never seen an exception. It's always the first migrant warbler to show up in the spring, coming about the mid of April. As we go through the last part of April, a couple more warblers will show up, but the big warbler movement is in May. We are very fortunate to be living at a place that has the variety of warblers that we do in the spring. 26 species of warblers, 26, that's amazing, 26 species of warblers will either nest here or migrate through here, and yes, they can be seen in the springtime. First one, of course, always the yellow rump warbler. The surprise continued when later in the evening, the yellow rump warbler came to the bird feeder. Now, once again, that's not totally unusual, but it is different with what we expect to see. Other things of note, I had a sighting this week of a kingfisher. I had a sighting of a kinglet, a very tiny bird that is hardy and can handle the cold weather. And then an osprey. An osprey has returned to a nearby nesting site. Yep, spring is definitely happening, but I think the pace really picks up later in April. And then once that was not enough, I saw another small bird in the yard and I took a look and it was a phoebe. Phoebes are really an interesting sign. When they show up, that means the insect eating birds are here. I don't think they eat anything except insects. And so they've got to come at a time where there is insects available. And of course, northern Minnesota, we have plenty of them, but we also have some cold weather. So we'll see how the phoebes handle that. Other things of note, the muskrat and beaver are both glad to be out swimming around in some ice-covered areas. I went out a couple of times to check about the frogs starting to call in the vernal ponds, and no, they had not yet started. I expect that very soon. Apparently, the water is still too chilly for them, but I expect they will be soon. And then a fabulous sighting happened just a couple of days ago where I was just sitting in the yard. And by the house, I saw the first butterfly of the season. The first butterfly of the season is almost always, there are exceptions, it's a morning cloak butterfly, a very dark looking butterfly. That's why it's called morning cloak, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. And they are a hibernator and they can tell when the days start getting longer and they get up and they start flying around. Not a lot of food at this time of year, but they do go to places where the sap is coming from trees and they will bask in the sun. And with dark colored wings, that helps them warm up their bodies. There's a few other, this group that does this is called angle wings, and there are a few other angle wings that were showing up as well. The willow catkins are getting longer now, as are those of the aspen, alder, and hazel. April is a month of catkins with many trees. Silver maples, they don't have catkins, but they do have a type of male or female flower, and now their cousin, the red maples, will soon be opening as well. So, yeah, we got plenty to talk about. Things are happening. The pace really picks up fast as we get into late April, and maybe next time I'll be able to talk more about the ice leaving the lake. Anyway, have a good one. Take care. It's a great time to get out and take a walk. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.